Good morning or afternoon or evening, my love. Here's what's happening. It is going to be 95 degrees and moist in Philadelphia today. And so I am all holed up and making this for you on the quick before I melt. So I've also had very little sleep. I'm extremely tired and extremely sarcastic. So I figured, why not start today with the That's What She Said podcast? I mean, why not, right? So today we're going to talk about fear and fucking fear and how to do that in a way that's reasonable so that you can actually get your work in the world done without just being scared all the time. So point number one, here's what you need to know. Dude, fear's never going to go away. It's actually a really good thing. So all this talk about like, oh, I'm afraid, cool, but you can get fear on your bus, make it your ally, and be like, actually, if I'm afraid, it's an indicator that I need to do something. If you're not afraid of something, it's either not interesting or you should have been doing it 10 years ago. That's just the way it is. So the first time that I had a workshop, I was scared to death, even though I have a fucking degree in education. Still scared because we're teaching adults instead of kids, and it's a whole world of difference, right? The first time I helped to ghostwrite a book, the first time I wrote a book, the fact that Calling to the Deep is coming out soon, all scary. The fact that I'm scared means that I'm in it, I'm engaged, I'm with you, and I actually care. At the point where I feel like, oh, Calling to the Deep is totally like 100%, I'll hit it out of the park, there is no criticism that anyone can offer, it is perfection. That's like 7 years from now, and I'll be bored with it by then. I don't have that capacity, and you don't either. When you're scared, there's life in it, so bring it forth. So with Calling to the Deep, the whole point is that we're going to do 69 days of the thing that scares you. And yes, 69 was chosen because it's funny, because there's a 30-day challenge, 60-day, 90-day, whatever. There's no 69-day challenge, and it's not a challenge. You are going to fail. You are going to commit to doing something, and then there's going to be a day or two or three or five when you don't do the thing, and you're going to work through that. So, but the point is that you're going to do the thing that scares you, and you are supposed to be scared. So my friend Josh was all like, I'm totally going to do this, but what am I supposed to do? Like, I should meditate more, or I should eat a little healthier, or what are we talking here? I was like, no. This is not a self-help challenge. This is not about I will do yoga for 10 minutes. This is not about I will drink a green smoothie. This is not about I will work out or better myself or do any of the things that I quote unquote should do. This is not about that. This is about what is the thing that is sitting on your hard drive that you have completely and totally ignored because it scares you. What is the project that you've said you were going to get to for weeks or months or years or decades? What is the book that you're writing or the book that you think you should be writing? What is the project you should be making or undertaking? What is the program you should be creating? What is the class you should be teaching? What is the thing that you should be bringing into the world? And not should, like, I should do that, but you're not interested, but should, like, oh, fuck you in the best way possible. I know exactly what you're talking about. Maybe for one of my friends, it's simply learning a new language. She says she's going to learn Italian every year because she wants to go to Italy and, you know, talk to everybody in Italian, but she doesn't. So it's simply a matter of every day for 30 minutes, I'm going to handle my Italian. And at the end, I'll have a pretty basic working knowledge of the language because she's a language genius. So for my friend who was like the green smoothies or maybe the meditating or the, no, it's actually writing a kid's book and bringing that into the world, including illustrating it in 69 days. For me, it's working on a novel that had been sitting for years. And my dad was all like, when are you going to write the next Hunger Games? And he says nothing, but then he has these brilliant moments. And so I still, after that comment, sat for a few years because I'm going to get to it later, right? So I actually joined a workshop specifically so that I would do this thing where I write every single day. 500 words, which for me feels like slacking, for other people is totally way, way lots. And I've been doing it every day, writing the fucking novel. It scares me. It's hard. Every minute I'm like, why do I have to do this? Ah! Yes, I get it. I understand. And still, it has to be done. It's the work that's in me that's like, okay, this is the next thing. So how do you find your next thing? One, what scares the shit out of you? That is the single best indicator that it's the next thing. Two, what have you been ignoring, sitting on, or wishing would just take care of itself? that's actually really important. So this is not taxes. This is not 69 days of doing your taxes until they're all taken care of. This is, you know, I keep saying I'm going to start a business, but I never really do it. Or I keep saying that I'm going to start selling my prints, but I never really do it. Or I keep saying that I'm going to paint, but I never really do it. This is about carving out the time and the space to do the thing that you most need to do in the world. And I can almost guarantee that it is not your aspirational self. This is not about I'm going to organize all of the shit in my house by color and with the magical gun that makes little labels for everything so that everything is perfectly organized and looks like Pinterest could come over at any point. This is not about that. That is easy, easy work compared to the work of calling to the deep. So what is it that you secretly hope I will not find out about because I'll make you do it? If I came to your house and I sat with you for an hour and I was like, okay, tell me about all the things. Tell me about all the projects, all the things, all the ways that you've been called in the world, right? And I don't mean in a religious way. I just mean what the things that interest you will call to you naturally. What do you have a degree in? Are you using that? Because some part of that is still true unless you just copped out and got, you know, your pre-med degree because somebody told you to. But if there was any interest there, what is still alive there? Which books do you read? What do you think about or get have information about instead of actually doing, right? Because if we talk about writing, we don't have to write. And if we go to a workshop about writing, we can just listen to lectures and we don't have to write. And if we go to a workshop about painting, we don't actually have to paint, right? We don't have to do the hard work of going into a room alone and making something happen. And calling to the deep is about doing the hard work of going into a room alone and making something happen. It should scare the shit out of you, and it will. And that is why there is community built into this, because it's not community like, oh yeah, I don't know your fucking name. This is, we are all in the trenches together, okay? I have done the work of writing every day so that I can step into this and support you and hold space and not be caught up in my own head about my novel and blah, 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 blah. My work was to do mine beforehand and then to step into helping you do yours. This is not easy. So, short one today. The fear you wanted on your bus. The thing that you've been ignoring, putting off, hoping would stop coming up or gonna make time for later. There is no later. It's right now. It's choosing to step into it today and today and today. And all you have is today ever. When you wake up every morning, it's today. You have today. You have today to identify that work. You have today to do that work. So two things. If you would like to do the work with me for 7 days in a row for free, I want you to head to brandcampblog.com/deep, D-E-E-P. I will take care of you. There will be magic things there. We will do the work. Cool? And I will tell you about the laws of doing the work, which are universal. We'll talk about a different one each day. But mostly, I'm just going to send you emails and then ask if you've done the work. And you're going to use the Calling to the Deep hashtag to let everybody know that you've done the work and let us see what you're doing. This is not designed to be easy. This is not designed to be safe. This is not designed to be, here are these 3,000 deliverables that you're never going to fucking use. This is about doing the work and doing the work and doing the work and doing the work. And every day, there are only the measurements of, did you do the work and did it scare you? That's it. That's all there is. If you've done the work and it scared you, it's a fucking banner day. That's it. That's all you have to do. Your house can have spider webs. Your kids can be eating just chicken fingers for all three meals a day. I don't give a shit. Did you do the work and did it scare you? That's all I'm interested in. So if you want to take the challenge and hop on board with me for free for a week, brandcampblog.com/deep. If you're like, Kristen, I don't fucking have time for this. Here's the thing. You are never going to have time, she says into her voice memo so loudly as she paces in her bedroom because it is so fucking hot. You are never going to have time. Never, ever, 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 ever. You have to make the time. It's not going to magically appear, the time genie, with a fucking platter of delicious treats called time. And if it is, you're going to fritter them away on Facebook or Instagram or on cleaning or on all the things that you could or should be doing to make your home or life look more perfect instead of the work that you actually need to fucking do. It could be that you're a teacher, but you never share what you have to teach online. It could be that you are sort of convinced that you're a teacher, but you're totally afraid to do the work. It could be that there's a title that you're afraid to claim. Yes, you're a psychic. Yes, you're a life coach. Yes, you're a photographer. Yes, you're an artist. Just fucking say it. It could be that you've been doing this thing and doing this, doing and doing this thing, and you haven't taken money for it yet, and it's time to take the money. Fucking awesome. Fucking let's do the thing where we take the money for 69 days in a row. That means let's get a website. Let's tell people about it. Let's make sure that you are accepting money for the work that you do. It doesn't have to be a big deal to anyone else in order for it to be a big deal to you, but it does have to be the thing that calls to you the loudest and that scares you the most. And I guarantee that that is not fucking having a green smoothie every day. That's nice. That's a bonus. That is not the worst scary work of the world. I guarantee it. This is not about eat more cucumbers and have some fucking kale. This is about there is work that lives in your soul and it should come out. It needs to come out. And it would be my greatest honor and delight to help you bring that to the surface. So yes, I totally want you to sign up for Calling to the Deep in a couple of weeks. But for right now, I just want you to listen to the thing that you're scared of. Let it talk to you. Let it have a conversation with you. It gets scarier in proportion to how much you need to do it. And then fucking hop on board and let's do that thing. You will never be prouder of yourself. You will never, ever be prouder of yourself than when you do the work that scares you. And it is work. And you will fall down and it will be miserable at some point. But you will make it through and it will be absolutely amazing. So this work that you want to do, go to brandcampblog.com/deep. I will walk you through every day. Cool? Starting today. Let's do this. And if it scares you, cool. You can also talk to me. I do answer emails. So sign up for the email, respond. There's also the hashtag calling to the deep that you can use to show off what you're doing, how you're doing it, when you're doing it. But mostly those are distractions, and you know it, and I know it. This is about doing the work that scares you, and I dare you to go and do it. And I know this is not the most convenient timing. There is no such thing as convenient timing, okay? And I know that this is hard. It's always hard to do this work, though. It doesn't matter how much time you have. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter how many resources you have. When it comes to this work, the important work, there will always be 1,000 excuses because that is the job of fear, is to keep you from doing this work. So there will always be a reason to not do it. There will always be a reason to focus on your green smoothies and doing 10 push-ups. Ignore that. Though I love green smoothies, I'm not trying to give them a hard time. Ignore that and listen to the soft call in your soul that says there is something you want to make or do that scares the shit out of you, and let's go do that now, motherfucker. Let's do it. Okay, so brandcampblog.com/deep. I will see you there. If you do not want to do the work that calls to your soul, why the fuck do you listen to me talk ever? Ever. Go and unsubscribe from this podcast. Please stop it. Because this is the whole fucking point, that we get up, we do the work, we make a difference. We don't have any fucking ability to control how it comes into the world or how other people react to it. And we get up and we do it again anyway. I love you for listening this far. But if you are not over at brandcampblog.com/deep signing up for this shit, you are missing the boat. So get over there. I love you. Talk to me. I'm at brandcamponline@gmail.com. You know my tech guy hates that address, and you know I'm keeping it just because he hates that address. Okay, cool? So I will see you there, and then I will be in your inbox every day for 7 days, and we are going to call to the deep, and you are going to be so proud of yourself that you can't even stand it. And that is that, and I will talk to you later. Bye.